Podcast.
We made a podcast.
Welcome back to Fanboys and a Filthy Casual right here in our man cave. This is Dennis.
We are in his bowel. Oh, this is Louis.
Did you ruin the introduction, bro?
I started. Okay. I got distracted by your game.
Also, Dennis's place.
And that was Harold. Wow, we are so professional today.
Yes, we are.
But we are going to continue with this. Welcome back to our podcast. This is a special day today because there's a lot of things that are absolute in my life. One is The Flash. The Flash will always be the greatest hero unless DC Universe is the one doing it. Okay. Another one is Spider-Man is amazing, unless your name is Tom Holland. These are all definite things. Chocolate is okay, but pork is king. So there are definite things in the world. But the one thing that I think that I would have to say that is a constant in my life is Will Smith. And yes, this is finally the long-awaited Will Smith episode. I've been trying to push for this, and it just so happened that we finally thought that this was it. We just finished, other things, and we've needed, especially me, I've needed inspiration. And the one way I do it is, I look at Will Smith's picture, and I say,
caress it tenderly.
Will Smith, what will I learn from you today?
What would Will do?
What will Smith do? So, and yes, for those people who are thinking I'm crazy, yes, I am kind of crazy about this. For some reason, I've had, I wouldn't call it an obsession, but a peculiar interest in the life style of Will Smith. And so today, that's what we're going to do. We're going to take a look at the career of Will Smith. We're going to take a look at some of the things that he's done that we like. Who knows, maybe so stuff that we don't necessarily like, which I don't understand why we would even mention.
Most people
that
would be wrong, and
exactly,
they should feel bad about themselves.
Yeah, that's like the people that think that the Flashpoint movie from DCU is going to be amazing. It's going to suck. So let's start, I guess, with music. Music. Okay, yeah. Cool. I think the reason why I'm going music is that I actually, sadly enough, found out and started appreciating Will Smith, not through his music, not through TV, but it was the movies. And then from there, I've needed to kind of, don't worry, I know where I'm going here. I'm not lost, don't worry. But I've had to kind of retrace my steps and, started appreciating everything that is Will. Okay. So so let's take a look at songs first. Anybody like to start? Well, favorite songs from Will Smith?
For me personally, since we're, it's Will Smith's world and we're just living in it. Off the bat, when I first came
Dude,
here.
That should be a new song. that should be a new Will Smith song.
I'm going to tag him on the Facebook.
Okay, cool.
Totally. It was the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air theme song. I wasn't familiar with like a lot of TV shows when I first came here back in 93. But that was one of the first shows that really like hooked me in. And it was off the bat, that song caught me like line and hook and the whole nine yards. It didn't hurt.
Wow.
That whole thing. It didn't hurt either that I guess they filmed that opening credit of the song at McCambridge Park in Burbank, where I used to play basketball. So
were you one of those?
I felt.
Were you the one that got angry?
I was not one of those who messed up with Will Smith. So like I felt a connection already to Will Smith at that point. So I really dug that song. And kind of like you, I guess I kind of went backwards too. And I love his like Summertime's obviously a jam. And so yeah, that's
Personally, like, you know, some of the first songs that, aside from the Fresh Prince, the one reason why I really enjoyed Will Smith is that, as you know, I suck at rap. I can't understand.
Lies.
I'm one of those old people. Like,
you're being humble.
I don't understand.
What is this pretty hot?
And all of a sudden, I listened to him sing, rap "Men in Black." You know? I was like, "Oh my God, I actually understand what this gentleman is talking about." You know, and it resonated within my soul. You know, and so that I really like. But for me, just to kind of show off that he's not just one trick pony. When he did "Just the Two of Us."
Yeah,
when he did that song, you know, it's still, yes, there's a rapping thing, but there was a lyrical,
there was a good ballad,
musical yeah. thing to it that I really appreciated, and he was able to really show off his talent.
I guess I was here in this country before you guys were.
Yes, yes, you
I
were.
I do remember a couple of his earlier songs. Now, I remember the first time I really heard about him was when he did the song "Parents Just Don't Understand." And that's where I first saw that one character from the intro for the Fresh Prince of the mom with the curlers all in her hair and, like, acting all kind of weird. I'm like, but the song that really got me into Will Smith was "I Want to Fight Mike Tyson." I don't know if you guys ever heard that song.
I have heard that song. Like,
I don't even know if that's the name of. I don't even remember if that's the name of the song. Maybe it could be, but I remember specifically the video was like. This was Tyson in his prime before he gets knocked out by Buster Douglas. Yeah. And it's like, you know, Will Smith saying, "I want to fight Mike Tyson so I can knock him out," you know, and stuff like that. So that got me into who the whole Fresh Prince was. And then when the show hit, which we'll talk about later, and the first single that he produced out of the show besides the theme song was "Summertime."
Yeah.
"Summertime," We'll be honest, I don't know all the lyrics to that song, but every year I have to bump that song.
Yeah.
Because it's the, besides...
When during the year?
Usually during the fall.
Oh,
but
Winter Solstice.
Yeah. The Winter Soldier?
Wrong podcast.
I'm going to get that arm. Sorry, call back to our last one. But that song is just so chilling, and, you know, that's... The song where it was like, remember when Will Smith became the king of summer? So it was like, that was his first summertime song, and then when he started doing the theme songs to his movies. So like, Men in Black, which is a great one, and
Wild Wild West,
which was, you know, which is a great song. And then Getting Jiggy With It. I still love Getting Jiggy With It. Also, I love the song.
The song, dude.
And that's
No.
Like that dance, if you ever seen the Getting Jiggy With It dance, that's still one of my go-to moves, dude. It's like...
I wish we had video.
No, I can pull it up right now, but it's...
But it's a podcast, so we
but
can't
that, I mean, it's so bad that that song came out during the Bad Boy era, where all the Bad Boy guys were wearing, like, shiny suits.
Oh, right, and big watches. And
yeah, and so Will Smith came out with his shiny suit... And then, but he was doing songs without bad words, and that's been his deal. Is like, you know, even Eminem made fun of him. He's like, you know, Will Smith doesn't have to curse on his records to sell albums, but you know, that was his deal, and it's kind of great that the whole time that he had his rap career, and we don't know it's over because he can still do things, is that he kept it not even like rated G, for the most part. And also, I also thank Will Smith for the Miami video, because that introduced us to Eva Mendes. So
shout out to Will Smith.
Shout out
to Eva Mendes.
The whole episode is a shout out to Will Smith. No.
Hey, just in case, somebody hears this, you know.
Somebody's listening to this in their car, and Will Smith's suddenly walking past. He's like, what?
Like, what? Somebody's talking about me?
My mustache.
Okay, so let's move on. Aside from music, of course, the one thing that started getting him to be more of a, what's the word?
Household name.
Household name. Thank you very much. Was Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. You know,
never seen it.
Every so often, it's out, I think.
I watch it all the time.
It's obscure. It's kind of obscure. I know nobody really watches it, you know. But so I guess let's talk about the his acting, you know, his singing. I remember the first couple times I watched it, you know, and this was, again, I started appreciating Will Smith through his movies. I mean, through his TV shows. Okay. And you know, and again, it was kind of odd. Here you have this African American dude, you know, in this kind of typical plot point where there's the loving dad, the mother, and then all of a sudden here's this guy from
West Philadelphia,
yeah.
Born and raised. Okay. Play. Don't stop.
You can't do it. Once you start.
So, I guess the question is, well, what are some of your favorite moments for Will Smith? Now, I'm guessing, for a lot of us, you know, the one thing that for some reason I always catch it. I have no idea why. Maybe it's intentional that they show it because it's one of the best episodes. Was Will Smith's dad?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Why don't he want me, man?
Yeah, exactly.
So good.
Like where he's like, no, man. You know, he's talking about like, you know, I'm gonna have kids, and you know,
I'm gonna find a shorty. I'm making my wife. Yeah, and I'll be a better father than he ever was to me.
And then all of a sudden he does that like quiet moment. And then all of a sudden, like, he started to kind of wipe his eyes.
Yeah.
And he says the famous line, I'm like, oh my God. Will. I feel you.
You know, one of my favorite episodes, and I just saw it maybe a few weeks ago, and I totally forgot how much I loved it, was, remember briefly, Jazz wasn't on the show, and he had a new best friend named Ty. And, you know, in the back of your head, you never were like, what happened to Jazz?
He got thrown out.
Yeah, he never came back. But then, I remember the one episode, he came back, and he was like, yeah, I'm still your best friend, right? But who's this guy? And then they had to go on he was allowed to bring one person on a game show. He couldn't decide between the both of them, so he brought Carlton. And so they ended up being, and then Ty and Jazz ended up being his opponents, and then when they're stuck in this silent room together, like, Will and Ty start fighting, and then, Will and Jazz start fighting, and then he starts throwing them against the wall, and he starts crying, even though he does
it's
the famous
silent booth.
The elbow.
Yeah, it's in a silent booth.
And then, like, Ty sees him crying, and he's like, oh, we married, man. So he goes back in there. It's still, like,
oh my gosh, you just triggered me. The whole scene just played in my head, and
exactly.
I'm laughing right now. Yeah, for me, like, I think, I already mentioned one of my favorite Will Smith episodes in our sports episode where because I think the strength of the show was playing that whole fish out of water thing where yeah like you have this you know poor kind of rough, he's not ghetto but he's a smart kid but from a different side of the country,
where
West Philadelphia, born and raised, growing up with his rich uncle and rich family in Bel Air. So yeah, the whole thing, it's like every time they play that off. One of my favorite moments, I can't remember the name of the episode, though, is when Hillary's fiance dies. When he dies going, what was he doing? A parachute?
No, he's bungee jumping. The bungee jumping.
They don't show it, but the beauty of it was just watching everybody's expression.
No, you don't remember how the thing goes? It's like he's about to propose.
Right.
So they show him
and they're watching the video.
Hillary Banks! Will you marry?
and then she's like,
what did she say? What was he asking?
So, yeah.
Excuse me. Sorry.
Wow.
The power of Will Smith, man.
I'm telling you, this is a long awaited episode. That's kind of focusing on Hillary Banks and it was kind of going.
That's the power of the show, though. Okay. Like, all of them had like really great little.
Do you guys remember the episode? I think the other character was Alan Payne, but when Will was trying to get a scholarship and he was playing against this other team, and then the other player was just as good as Will. and the scout was coming to see both of them.
Oh, right.
But then Will sees that the guy has a kid already in high school. Mm-hmm. So in the final play, he tanks it so the guy looks better. And at the end of the game, the guy's like, I didn't need you to do that for me, but thank you for doing that. And he's like, I didn't do anything for you. But, you know, you kind of see, for a lot of the show, it's you'd think that Will is sort of oblivious and doesn't really care about anything, but deep down in everything, he cares
about
everything.
He's a good dude. Yeah, I mean, that's some of the more somber. I think that's probably what led him to, you know, becoming a serious actor. Is like that one episode where he gets shot and then, like, Carlton has to gets a gun and all that stuff. So anyway, but that's kind of serious now.
Is that the one where there's like the oh no, think about the drunk driving.
Oh, that's a good one too.
Yeah, yeah,
they're in the cemetery.
Like they played those like special episodes really well. Like they were like obviously there's a good amount of humor, but the lesson was still there.
Yeah.
I also want to give a shout out to Will Smith again because the show introduced me to that. I can't remember the Tonto song and the dance.
Oh, so Apache.
Thank you. So anytime that song comes on at somebody's wedding or somebody's, you know, debut, like, I knew how to do that dumb song, the dance.
How did the song go again, Dean?
I can't sing it, dude. Dun, 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 dun,
Tonto, jump on it, jump on it. Okay, I don't know what that was. But wait, hold on. Before we go on, the people listening to that song, did you automatically start dancing to it?
Because I hope so.
That is so legit right now.
I wanted to turn around
and jump on it.
On him. On
Smith. I mean, right?
So another episode that really got to me was the episode where Carlton gets overdosed.
Oh yeah,
And then he, you know, and all of a sudden he has to kind of apologize to the family and admit to his mistakes. And again, it's as kind of Lewis alluded to. It's moments like that you just saw that he wasn't just the goofball. Wasn't just the cool guy. That that there was something else. Aside from the singing,
the dancing,
goofing around type guy, but definitely like his dance moves were pretty cool. I recently watched a couple of weeks ago. I think I've only watched like three times. The series finale.
Oh, okay.
Where that scene where Carlton and Will has to say goodbye.
Yeah.
And then he pops in the Tom Jones song, and then you have Carlton dancing, and then all of a sudden he's Will Smith is doing the same thing. It was like, oh, that's so talented. So talking about the serious side, talk about the acting side. Of course, now we move on to the next step of Will Smith's career, which is his movies. Okay, unless I'm mistaken, the very first movie that he really made it big was Independence Day.
Bad Boys.
Was Independence Day first?
Yeah. No. Wait. Independence Day came out in '96. Bad Boys came out in '95.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
He also did 6 Degrees of Separation where he played a gay kid. But that's his first acting, like his first movie role.
It wasn't like Water for Chocolate? No, that's something else. Never mind.
Wait, was it Bright?
Chocolate.
So go ahead.
But yeah, the first movie that put him into superstardom was Independence.
Yeah.
But before that, Bad Boys had come out. I personally went to the movie theaters because it starred two of the guys who the TV shows I really watched a lot, which is Martin Lawrence and like Will Smith.
Oh, because they Married with Children?
Yes, well, that too. And then it's like, that was like Will's first rated R, like, you know, outside the realm of being the PG, the family-friendly star, where he actually, you know, gets to use violence and says bad words and everything like that. And that, for me, that's what hooked me into Will Smith, the movie actor.
Yeah, I think Bad Boys was like a great, I don't know how to mention, but like that was also peak Michael Bay before he went off the rails with Transformers and parts of Bad Boys 2. I mean, there was that awesome scene in Bad Boys 2. Wow, can't speak today.
Bad Boys 2.
Bad Boys 2, but since you already spoke about Bad Boys, Independence Day was another great, like, again, just a great popcorn flick from beginning to end. And it really disappoints me. I hate to jump the gun, but, like, what they did to Will Smith's character in the sequel. And because the first movie was just such a great franchise for him to start off on. Like, I would have loved to see more, you know, Will Smith in space and just see how he plays off on that. And just him in space. I don't know. Like, it's so crazy that this guy can go from, like, you know, pop, hip-hop, basically, like, you know, PG-friendly hip-hop, to this great show, a comedy on NBC, and then, like, he's, like, a sci-fi giant with just a couple movies under his belt. So, yeah, Independence Day is still one of my favorites, a great popcorn flick, and something I still show to my kids nowadays, just because, yeah, the effects still hold up,
yeah.
The acting is hilarious. I mean, there's nothing, you know, there's nothing to be profound to be pulled from it, but it's still just a great movie.
You know, and ID4 is one of those movies where, you know, like we talked about, Rocky is one of those things where you see it, you need to sit down and watch it. You know, every so often I'll pop in, I'll turn on the TV, it's there, and even though if it's at the very, very beginning, I'm like, damn it. Okay, fine, I'm here for the hour 45 minutes of Will Smith and you know, the guy from Jurassic Park. Any other movies that you can think of that stands out to you for Will Smith?
Men in Black for me. Actually, all three. Like, I don't know why, but I kind of lapsed on watching the second and the third Men in Black movies. But such a great little trilogy. Kind of underrated, to be honest, because it's like it's consistently funny. Will Smith's obviously the star for those franchises, even though it goes through. The last one had Josh Brolin. The first two had Tommy Lee Jones playing the same character. But Will Smith consistently delivers. He shows a lot of great, like, you can kind of see the great character growth, too. Because, like, starting off as, you know, the what do you call it, streetwise New York police cop, all the way to Men in Black veteran in the third movie. So, another one of my favorite movies. Yeah, Men in Black.
Hitch.
Damn it!
Hitch is the best Will Smith movie ever made. Sorry, I mean, I love everything else. And
which, by the way, for those people who can't see because it's a podcast, I am so disappointed that Harold got
I got the chance to say it.
Hitch, because go ahead, Harold.
No, you can.
No,
you can
go ahead, that. Harold.
I was gonna say Hancock.
No. Damn you! That's what you're so you pick Hitch. I'm gonna talk about Hancock.
Okay. You know why Hitch is such a good, relatable movie besides Will Smith?
Evan
is Kevin James
because
we can. Oh yeah, and bringing it back.
Evan.
But and that's why I always remember when I talked to Dennis about, you know, him liking that Burn Notice thing, and then because the one true villain in Hitch is the good guy in Burn Notice.
Yep,
but
yep.
That's why, you know, I take my grudges from pop culture, from everything that they go into. So once he got into something else, I was like, nah. You're a bad man. You're shopping in Victoria's Secret, you know, looking for his presents for your other girlfriend, not for your mom.
For his mom.
Sister.
It was for his mom, damn it.
Exactly. It's like, I mean, I love romantic comedies. And it's hard when the, you know.
We should do an episode about romantic comedies.
I know, we should do some kind of rom-com thing. Yeah. Didn't we do Hitch and, oh, we didn't.
No, we did not.
Because we were like, it's too good for
we were going to, we were gonna save because for this episode.
For this episode, yeah. But it is always nice when the romance and the comedy are equal. And the Kevin James character gets nowhere without Will Smith. At the same time, the Will Smith character gets nowhere without Kevin James having to teach him, you know, that he's better off being himself rather than, you know, pushing some kind of agenda towards it. And it's a good rags to riches in Kevin James's case and then in Hitch's case as well. And it's super enjoyable. I watch every. That's another of my. If it's on TV, I'm watching it. It was on TV like last week, and I was like, well.
You know, one of my favorite scenes there, a bunch of it, but was the speed dating one, where.
Oh, at the very end.
No, yeah, near the very end, where he's there and he's trying to talk to Eva Mendes' character, and you know, and again, there's the. Yeah, he has the anger going, and then when he finally realizes the truth that Eva Mendes' character,
you know, was didn't know what the hell was going on. What he just has this moment where he kind of like steps back, and he has this look on his face, and like, and again, the whole idea of relatable is like, there's the pain, there's the the anguish that's there, and I think at least for me, that's what makes his like movies such as Hitch, that, you know, there's that heart to it. That it's again, it's difficult to believe that here you have the guy that's you know, really funny, you know, and Men in Black and all those things, you know, great sci-fi guy. But then when it comes to the emotional moments, you know, he's there too, which kind of touches upon the other movie. Okay, and another movie is Hancock. Did we ever talk about
no,
that?
No, yeah, yeah. We
like,
briefly,
so underrated.
Even briefly.
Why have we not talked about?
Because we're saving it for the Will Smith episode. Because every time we'd say like, we should talk about. Well, we have a Will Smith episode we're eventually gonna do, so we should.
Here we are.
You know, we a while back we were talking about Incredibles, and we were talking about Incredibles was like the you know, one of the ultimate like superhero movies. Personally, like, I thought Hancock was one of the best superhero movies that was not from Marvel, was
right,
not from you know, for anything. And it was one of those stories where it was it, like, I was I remember watching it, and I was like, oh my god, this is how, you know, they should do a Superman a movie exactly like this. But then you don't have Will Smith, so Hancock, you know. But you know, Hancock was the perfect movie. You have the action that you in all the superhero fights. You have the comedy at the where when he finds out that the guy's wife is you know, his like soulmate,
or his counterpart. Yeah,
his counterpart. And then you have the you know, just again, emotional moments that just defines Will Smith in these movies, and it just blows me away.
You know what I enjoyed, and it's not even underrated, but I just feel like not enough people give it credit, is I Am Legend.
Yeah, because I was about to talk about that, yeah.
Like, remember, you know how we appreciate that WALL-E is such a good movie because it's WALL-E for most of the thing.
Castaway.
Yeah,
same
Castaway.
Thing. Like,
but this one, it's half the movie is him and a dog. And then the rest of it is him trying to solve a problem, which, you know, in the end, he ends up being wrong about it. But the whole journey from, you know, the relationship he builds with, is it Max? I don't remember the name of the dog. But, you know, just having, that's the only kind of relationship he's able to sustain. And when the dog, you know, unfortunately gets killed, you're emotionally tied because of how well Will Smith is able to convey his feelings towards, you know, his sense of loss.
So, have you guys seen any of his latest movies? Suicide Squad, particularly?
Oh, I like Suicide Squad.
The parts that he was in?
Yes, admittedly.
If you guys haven't seen my article on our website, by the way. Suicide
Squad. Lewis?
I'm trying to plug you guys. No, I'm plugging for the audience.
Oh, okay.
But, like, Suicide Squad, I wrote an article where I said, the only things that were fun about Suicide Squad was Margot Robbie and Will Smith. And Will Smith does an amazing job as Deadshot in that movie. Him and Margot Robbie are really, literally the only reasons to watch that movie. And they're the only characters that are sympathetic and evil at the same time. But at the end, you know, you end up cheering and rooting for both of them. Literally just those two. Everybody else, you're like, eh, whatever.
You know, speaking of the end, and you know, I've been on this rant about how he's the greatest like dramatic actor ever. I present you Suicide Squad. That scene at the very end where he finally gets a chance to talk to his daughter.
Yeah.
He's doing homework with his daughter, and he's only there for like an hour or so.
Yeah.
And you know, he has to say goodbye, and it's like, you know, again, the emotional part of there, it's. I can't even explain it. It's just Will Smith terrific.
So I'm gonna go ahead and assume it's a foregone conclusion. But what are you guys' thoughts with Will Smith becoming Genie in the live action Aladdin? Or is that confirmed? I think
it's confirmed.
Okay,
as far as I know,
that's the only. Again, bright point in that whole thing. can you think of any other, like, so far, have you actually liked
a live action movie. Like this, like Beauty and the Beast was the closest thing for me. But when I heard that that was gonna come out, I was like, okay, I'm not even gonna listen.
Well, we haven't seen The Lion King yet, but I'm assuming it can't really be as live action as possible, because you know.
Yeah, how did animated lions?
How did that gonna work?
No one knows.
I mean, Jungle King. Jungle Book, I said, I meant, was that, I felt it was okay. I didn't see it in theater, so maybe it was the fact that I saw it on my TV, on Netflix. I wasn't as enthralled with it, but yeah, like I said, I think Aladdin might actually be carried by, you know, Will Smith's antics. I want to see how...
Which is people... exactly what happened with the original movie, with...
Robin Williams.
Yeah, yeah.
And Lea Salonga.
Are they going to... Yeah, okay, good.
Okay. Well, you know, surprisingly... you know, we are nearing the end of our Will Smith episode. Okay. But the one thing that it seems like the theme of it is that it was such a surprise that somebody like Will Smith, that, you know, that started from, you know, from hip hop to TV to all of a sudden become a movie star.
Yeah, movie star.
You know, and at a certain point, he was you know, every single thing that he did was gold.
Right.
You know? Aside from Will Smith, can you think of anybody else that was able to make that transition? I mean, I guess we could say Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah.
Was able to go from his wrestling career. We all thought that, you know, the Tooth Fairy was terrible.
Yeah.
And what are you talking about? That movie was awesome.
It was terrible. Dude. Okay, but, you know.
No, Tooth Fairy 2 was terrible.
Is that with,
that's the one with Larry the Cable Guy?
Oh yeah. Okay. That's not in my canon.
You know, but after that, can you think of anybody else that has even remotely come close to what he's done?
You, no offense to The Rock, but even he hasn't really conquered. Like, he doesn't have a great, you know, hip hop album like Will Smith does. You know,
he rapped in Moana.
Yeah, he also rapped on that one Wyclef Jean song.
That doesn't matter.
Wow, deep cut, dude. Deep cut. Very nice. Funny thing you mentioned that is that, like, I remember you mentioned the series finale of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and I remember leading up to it. I think it was NBC was advertising for a new LL Cool J. Sitcom that was going to replace it.
Man, and
it was so, yes, I think that was right. It was so obvious that they were trying to be like, well, we're losing one rapper turned comedian, maybe this guy can do it. And he flopped. It fell so flat. It was horrible. And I don't think, LL Cool J tried, but it did not happen. So like, what Will Smith's pulling, I know you asked for good examples, but that's like on the other side of the spectrum. That's one attempt that failed spectacularly for me. So I don't know.
I just think he was able to do it.
No, but not all that. Sort of, yeah, I guess.
Ice Cube. Oh, yeah.
But he's not as well, you know.
Yeah, true.
He's not global.
So,
One real quick. I don't know if you guys know this, but we talk about how Will Smith is like one of the most diverse, you know, people in terms of talent. And we talked about music, we talked about TV, we talked about films. Do you know the thing that he has now conquered?
Documentary.
Social media.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Will Smith is the fastest person, the first account to get to 1 million subscribers in YouTube history.
And Instagram, too, right?
He's one of the, most followed people on Instagram. And his Instagram posts, if you haven't seen it and you need a motivation for the day, you go to Will Smith's Instagram and he will motivate you. Because he talks about, like, he's basically Will Smith, but he'll talk about something that seems so insignificant, but then at the end of the day, it'll be something that's going to be a big part of your life. So, you know.
Does he talk about his kids? Because Willow and Jaden.
Who do live in the valley? Because I've seen them both.
Which, by the way, he can do everything really, really well.
Except raise normal children.
Raise normal children. I'm not saying normal, I'm just saying raise children. I'm just putting it out there. Okay.
And his wife was in Girls Trip.
Yeah, okay.
Shout out to Jada Pinkett Smith.
That is it. Wow. I guess it was a Will Smith episode. We needed to talk about Jada Pinkett Smith.
Yes, just slightly.
So that is it for us today. You know, I hope you enjoyed it. As usual, we're here to plug all our social media. We have our website, 2fanboys1casual.com. Please check it out.
On Facebook, we have Two Fanboys and a Filthy Casual, where you can see all of our posts, links to our podcast, and all sorts of fun stuff.
And we are on Twitter and Twitter and Instagram, just like Will Smith is. Two Fanboys, One Casual.
I bet you Dennis is going to go like upstairs to his room and turn on Instagram now. Don't you have Instagram?
Do what? That sounds awkward. Why does he got to go to his room to turn on Instagram?
I just be in the bathroom?
And do it right here in front of us? No.
Wait. Whip out the Instagram.
Yeah. Just whip out your phone.
Whip it out and start touching it.
Okay, guys. Just
get jiggy with it. No.
I hit it with no.
Okay, that is it for us today. That was Two Fanboys and a Filthy Casual. As usual, this is Dennis.
This is Lewis.
Harold.